This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, February 12th. God's word to you today is the charge. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 15, verses 32 to 33, and it says, "Then Judas and Silas, both being prophets, spoke at length to the believers, encouraging and strengthening their faith. They stayed for a while, and then the believers sent them back to the church in Jerusalem with a blessing of peace." We will begin today's devotional by staying with the question from yesterday. People do not get answers because they do not stay with the question for long enough. The question is, who is spiritually better because of you? Who is getting spiritual nourishment because of you? Where are your spiritual outlets? If you're in a local church and you're not serving, you do not have an outlet. If there is no one you're teaching, no one you're disciplining, no one you're helping in the things of God, that has to change. Why? It is because your life has to be fresh. Say amen. Your life must be fresh, totally fresh. Ask yourself, who is financially better today because of me? If you cannot answer this question, then you need to do something very quickly. Why? It is because you do not have an outlet. After a while, heaven will channel the resources somewhere else. I hear people say they want to reach a certain cap before they begin to give and before they begin to be generous. What they are saying is that they want to sit on everything God is giving them until it gets to a certain level when they can be generous. Guess what? Whoever is not faithful in little will not be faithful in much. The same trick that worked on a person while he or she was little will work on him or her when he or she becomes big. That is, if he eventually becomes big. The life that becomes really useful to God is the same life that is consistently generous. Consistently generous. Who is emotionally better because of me? Who is psychologically better because of me? Who is intellectually better because of me? Are the people connected to you better off for it? Or are they worse off? Or neutral, not better off, not worse off? Check your marriage. Can your spouse say his or her life is better off because he or she married you? Or will they be unsure and still watching after 20 years of marriage? It is good to still watch it 1-2 years in marriage, but you need to start delivering value very fast. A stream must have a source. Rivers and streams begin at high points, at mountains and lakes. Or it could be underground water resources, springs. A stream must have a source. Rivers and streams begin at high points, in mountains or lakes. Or it could be underground water sources, such as springs. The stream always flows. The terrain may appear to be level, but if you check, there is some slope towards another body of water. Once the stream is flowing, it is looking for an outlet because a stream is blessed to be blessed. A stream is not blessed for itself. The stream flows from the source. Spiritual blessings are like a stream. In fact, the Bible describes it like a stream. Hebrews 7 verse 7 from the New International Version says, "And without doubt, the lesser is blessed by the greater." God is saying the spiritual blessings also flow from the top. It flows from high to low. Physics calls it potential difference. Power flows from high potential to low potential. It is the difference that actually forces the movement. Blessings are spiritual streams, and today you receive from the source of the highest in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me to be consistently generous. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information, about our locations and services. God bless you.